DCFS's evil leftist social experiment on children. Illinois is making the national news again, and again for destructive public policy. In an act of stunningly brazen wickedness, foolishness, and hubris, the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services has made radical revisions to policies regarding children who experience homoerotic attraction and/or gender dysphoria. The DCFS, controlled, like every other government agency in Illinois, by ignorant progressives, has declared war on children and on potential foster and adoptive families by changing rules to make affirmation of children's homoerotic attraction and/or sexual confusion an absolute condition for employment, fostering or adopting, volunteering or contracting with the DCFS. Last night, DCFS Director George Sheldon, Rauner's pick in 2015, resigned, becoming the eighth director or acting director to leave the DCFS in the past 5 years. Sheldon leaves while still a subject of an ethics investigation and while the DCFS faces sustained and intensifying criticism for actions that have resulted in incomprehensible suffering for and even deaths of children under their care. In the midst of this turmoil, DCFS bureaucrats see fit to make radical rules changes that will further harm children. If you can stomach it, read Appendix K of the DCFS procedures documents titled Support and Well-Being of Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Questioning LGBTQ Children and Youth. You can access this by reading this article online at IFI. This document promotes every doctrinaire and arguable assumption of the far left's sacred sexuality ideology and even includes a leftist lexicon for use in their indoctrination efforts. Appendix K includes the following. 1. A statement of purpose which mandates that anyone who works directly or indirectly with or for the DCFS, including all staff, volunteers, potential foster or adoptive families, and private agencies that contract with the DCFS, must affirm the homoerotic desires and/or biological sex rejection of children under the care of DCFS. And I use the word care loosely. 2, it includes directives on how the DCFS will impose leftist beliefs about homoeroticism and biological sex rejection. And these efforts will include, and I'm quoting, mandatory training in LGBTQ competency. Specifically, LGBTQ training will be part of the retraining child welfare license, will be included as part of Pride training and will be included in DCFS core training. DCFS and POS staff must complete additional mandatory standalone LGBTQ training at least once per year. Agencies must include LGBTQ training in their training of volunteers. Annual training in LGBTQ competent care is required for all child welfare providers, whether or not they believe they have care for or currently care for any LGBT child youth, end quote. And the awkward wording in there is in the actual documents. 3, Dictionary of Leftist Sacred Sexuality Newspeak, including the terms asexuality, bisexual, cisgender, coming out, culturally competent, gay, gender expansive, gender expression, gender identity, lesbian, LGBTQ, preferred gender pronoun, PGP, queer, sex assigned at birth, and transgender. All of those terms are included in these revisions. And 4, the revisions include a directive on child placement, which emphasizes in boldface that, quote, in no instance should LGBTQ children or youth be placed with a non-affirming caregiver who is opposed to sexual orientations that differ from the caregiver's own. Nor should LGBTQ children and youth be placed with caregivers who are unwilling or unable to support children and youth whose gender identity or gender expression differs from traditional expectation, end quote. Another directive is for caregivers on, quote, choice of clothes, makeup, hairstyle, friends, and activities within appropriate boundaries. For example, if a caregiver permits a cisgender, that is actually a normal child who accepts their sex, a cisgender heterosexual child or youth to date at a certain age, the caregiver may not prohibit a gay or transgender child youth from dating. The child or youth's chosen name and preferred gender pronoun, including gender-neutral pronouns such as they to be used singularly, or z or hir, H-I-R, must be respected. Number 6, the new regulations include advice regarding school restroom and locker room usage, and I quote, transgender students have the right to use the gendered school facilities, for example, restrooms and locker rooms, that correspond to the student's gender identity. Caseworkers and caregivers should assist children or youth in obtaining their school's permission to use these facilities, end quote. To help caregivers force schools to allow gender dysphoric students into opposite-sex restrooms and locker rooms, the DCFS refers them to two of Illinois' most vigorous promoters of sexual deviance, the ACLU and the Illinois Safe Schools Alliance. And 7, they offer a directive on body searches that states that, and I quote, if a DCFS child or youth is to be body searched, cross-gender searches of transgender youth are prohibited. The child slash youth must be searched by someone of the same gender as the child or youth's gender identity unless the child or youth requests otherwise, end quote. To clarify, this means that if a girl who identifies as a boy must be body searched, the search must be conducted by a man. Well, unless, of course, she objects because, you know, she's actually a girl. These changes are rationalized by the DCFS as serving the welfare of self-identified LGBTQ children. In the view of DCFS, these children cannot flourish unless their homoerotic desires or rejection of their sex is affirmed. In the view of DCFS, safety requires non-judgmentalism. Well, except for their judgmentalism that permeates these changes and which, like arsenic in a cup of tea, is undetectable and lethal. This is a governmental experiment based on leftist theories being performed on children who can neither understand what is being done to them nor offer informed consent. And we taxpayers are footing the bill for an experiment that harms children. The DCFS evidently doesn't see the irony in its command that, and I quote, staff may not impose personal, organizational, or religious beliefs on LGBTQ children, youth, and families, and in no way should personal beliefs impact the way individual needs of children or youth or families are met, end quote. The entirety of the DCFS changes constitutes the imposition of arguable leftist personal and organizational beliefs on children, youth, and families that will, quote, impact the way the individual needs of children and youth are met, end quote. The fact that the DCFS is imposing a set of beliefs through policy is revealed in its absurd science-denying reference to a, quote, child or youth's sex assigned at birth, end quote. That is leftist language. No child is assigned a sex at birth. The objective sex of children is identified at birth, and that sex can never change. There is no research proving that children are best served by having gender dysphoria affirmed. Quite the contrary, the best research to date suggests that if gender dysphoria is not affirmed in young children, it diminishes over time. Do the omniscient powers that be at the DCFS believe it's better for children to endure castration or double mastectomies, a lifetime of cross-sex hormone doping with its unknown health risks, and social struggles than to accept their immutable sex? Do these government employees know with absolute certainty that when children experience a mismatch between their bodies and their subjective internal sense of being male or female, that the error rests with their healthy bodies? Quite obviously, these changes preclude people of theologically orthodox Christian faith from fostering or adopting children who experience same-sex attraction or gender dysphoria. Denying people of theologically orthodox faith the opportunity to foster or adopt these children constitutes the antithesis of a commitment to diversity and puts the lie to DCFS's claim to care about the needs of children. The number of available foster and adoptive families for these children who are in desperate need of love, guidance, and wisdom will decrease. Children will be deprived of truly good families, families with mothers and fathers who can distinguish truth from falsehood. Through these changes, the DCFS has proven that the desires of adults supersede the needs of suffering children.